彼得后书三章十一节，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎么样圣洁，怎么样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。第十三节，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。如今到此，我们谢谢神赐给我们那宝贵的话语。我们这时候请Jose弟兄来到台上，继续用神的话语来教导我们，还有众长老来为我们翻译。
I trust that the Lord has been speaking to us throughout the 4 days of messages here in this church camp.
我相信主都一直在这四天的营会当中来向我们说话。
It is my prayer that we are not here in vain, but truly the Lord have met us and have spoken to us to encourage us in the life of holiness.
我所期盼的是我们不会虚度在这里的这段时间，而是神已经来与我们相遇，来在我们心里面来跟我们说话。
Indeed, it is a blessed state for a Christian to be walking in a life of holiness.
那的确，一个基督徒能够活在圣洁的生命中，是一个蒙福的一件事情。
Not only that we are secured, but we will be fully utilized by the Lord for His glory and for His honor.
不单是我们是有这样的一个保障，而且我们是完完全全的来被神来使用当我们过一个圣洁的生活。
In this last message, this is an urgent call to holiness.
那在这最后的这一堂，那这是一个急迫就是在为圣洁来呼吁。
And these are, in this passage, we have here the reasons why we are encouraged to be in the holy life, especially in these last days of this earth.
在这段经文当中，我们有看到说，我们是被，就是我们神期盼我们就是过一个圣洁的生活，特别是在这末日的时代中。
Let us come before God first.
我们来向神祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Thou hast sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经差派了你的爱子耶稣基督。
To be the Savior of this world.
成为这世界的救主。
And he gave himself to die for us on the cross.
也为着我们来舍命在十架上。
He died, was buried, but he rose again after the third day.
他死了，他埋葬了，他第三天复活。
And he went back into thy place, sitting at the right hand.
回到你的那里，坐在你的右边。
He promised to come again.
他应许要再来。
To take us up, his children.
来接我们这些属他的儿女。
He will come also, God, to reign on this world for 1,000 years.
他也要来到这地面上来治理这第1,000年。
We pray, Father, that these truths will encourage us to walk in a life of holiness.
我们求主借着这些真理来鼓励我们活在这圣洁的生命中。
Encourage us and enlighten us.
求主来鼓励，求主来光照我们。
Move us by thy spirit.
求主的灵来感动我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. In this letter of Apostle Peter to the Christians,
在彼得所写给就是基督徒，当时的基督徒的这封信，
he was giving an urgent call for the Christians to walk in holy life.
他就是向这个当时的基督徒来呼吁他急迫的呼吁他们来过圣洁的生活。
We notice in chapter 2 of the second Peter, verse 19, that there are people who are overcome by the wickedness of this world.
在这卷书就是彼得后书那第二章19节，我们就看到说当中有一些人是真的是被这败坏的世界他们所 就是胜过了。
There were perversion of the gospel and the teachings of Christianity during this time.
那在那这个时候，那当中有一些人就是歪曲了基督教的教义。
They were supposedly freed and being delivered from the bondage of sin, but now they are going back to the pollutions of the world.
那他们蒙当是从他们的罪恶之中来得到自由，但是他们却回到这罪恶污染的当中。
After they have escaped the punishment of sins because the Lord Jesus Christ paid for that punishment, now they are being entangled again with the bondage of sinfulness.
他们就是因着耶稣基督的救赎，就是从罪恶的当得的刑罚当中被解放出来。那这时候他们又在让自己跟罪恶纠缠不清。
In other words, they were living holy lives, but then they were being carried away to go back to this old life.
换句话说，他们原本是活在圣洁的生活中，那之后又坠落到这旧的生活里面去。
This old life characterizes their life before they were saved.
那这旧的生命就是他们还没有得救之前的那样的一个跟他们还没有得救之前的生命的特征是相似的。
With sadness, Peter said in chapter 2, verse 21, For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from holy commandment delivered unto them.
那因此在2章21节，彼得带着一个痛心来这么说，他说，他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
Indeed, it is sad to see some Christians that they were active in the church after their salvation, but sooner they will go back to the world.
真的是令人痛心。当我们看到说一些基督徒他们得救之后，他们在教会里面活跃的来服侍，然后之后一段时间他们又回到世界去了。
Immediately after salvation, some of them are very active in the church, helping the church and active in the fellowship, but later they will be cold and they will be away from the church.
那他们当中有一些就是刚刚信主的时候他们就很活跃，那在教会里面来帮助，在团契里面来服侍，那但是经过一段时间之后他们又变成冷淡了，又回到世界去了。
They may come to the church, but they are just there to show themselves to the elders and pastors that they are present.
那他们可能还是继续有到教堂去，那他们只是去那里让牧师让长老看见去那里点个名这样子。
Peter described them in verse 22 of chapter 2 that he said, It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing into the mire.
那彼得因此就用当时候的俗语来描述这些人，他就说俗语说的真不错啊，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚。
When they accepted and received the Lord Jesus Christ, they professed that they have to leave this kind of sin, they have to stop these vices, but after a few months, they returned to the same kind of life.
当他们成为基督徒的时候，他们就是承认说，他们必须离开像这样的误会，这些不好的生活，这些行为，但是过了几个月之后，他们就回去了。
They dreaded their old life as a vomit, but later they wanted or returned again to them.
那他们说甚至就是说到他们原本的生活是多么的可恶，好像所吐出来的之后他们又去回去就是又回去把它吃了。
And like a pig which was thoroughly cleansed and washed of all the dirt, now they are back to wallowing in the mire again.
然后就像猪一样已经被把他们已经被洗干净了，然后但是一段时候他们又回去滚在泥巴里面使到自己污秽了。
Peter saw that the problem was because of these false teachings that creep into the church.
彼得就看到说这是因为在 教会里面就是这些错误的教义潜入教会了。
There were some teachers who doubted the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当中有一些教师，他们甚至是怀疑说耶稣基督会再来。
They became mockers and scoffers of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们甚至是在那里嘲笑讥笑说讥笑人相信说耶稣基督还要再来。
So Peter encouraged them in chapter 3 that they must remember and be mindful of what was declared by the holy prophets and the apostles.
那因此彼得就提醒他们，他们必须就是知道说先知还有这是使徒们所启示借着启示所教导的。
In other words, here the apostle says, don't listen to these mockers and scoffers, go back to the Bible.
那换句话说使徒们是教导他们说你不要去听这些讥诮的人所说的话，而是回到圣经去。
Believe and trust what the word of God declared.
那要相信要信靠神的话语所教导的。
For these scoffers, here in verse 4 says that they were questioning, where is the promise of his coming?
那因为这些讥诮的人就在
verse 4
就在第四节说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
因为从前列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
They know that these scoffers and mockers were teachers of the word of God.
那这些所谓的讥诮的人他们却是教导本来原本是教导神话语的人。
They were well aware of the teachings on the promise of the Lord's coming.
他们是知道圣经是有讲到说有教导说主耶稣要再来。
They were even boasting of their knowledge about creation.
他们甚至在那里为着自己对创造的认识这些的认识来骄傲。
Yet they were questioning the authenticity of the promise of the coming of Christ.
然而他们却在那里怀疑到底这样的一个教导，关于耶稣基督再来的教导是有多真实。
That's why Peter called them willing ignorance.
那因此彼得是把他们称为说是故意的忘记。
They are willingly ignorant of the word of God.
他们是故意的把神的话语给忘记了。
They know the word of God and they know what happened in the old times during the time of Noah.
他们知道神的话语，他们也知道在古时的时候，在挪亚时代的时候所发生的事。
In verse 6, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
那就在第六节说，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
And the promise of God to Noah that the Lord will not anymore destroy this world with water.
那而且神就主就应许挪亚说他不会再用洪水来灭这全世界。
But in verse 7, Peter said, the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store, is now reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
那在第七节彼得就这样说，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直到那不敬虔之人受审判沉沦的日子，用火烧焚烧。
The first global judgment was by water, and the second one that is coming will be by fire.
第一个就是全世界性的审判是用水，那第二个世界性的审判将是用火。
And Peter here told the Christians that they should not question the seemingly delay of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ because it was of his willingness or his long suffering that he so delayed his coming.
那因此彼得在这里要提醒那些基督徒，就是不要在那边怀疑就是看起来好像是主耶稣基督再来是迟延的，那不应当这样子来怀疑，而是 让我们看到说他是多么的恒久忍耐，因此他不这么快来。
In verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
那第九节就这么说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，若愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。
In effect, Peter was telling them, we must be thankful that the Lord seemingly delayed his coming.
那其实我们彼得是要告诉我们，其实我们应当是就是向神感恩，因为他主耶稣好像是延迟了他再来的时间。
It is his long suffering so that others may come to repentance and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那其实是他在容忍就是好像有更多的人能够来归向主。
We are thankful that we are here believers of the Lord Jesus Christ because here we have given a chance that God, that the Lord Jesus Christ did not return yet before our time.
那我们应该为着自己来感恩，因为我们在这里我们都已经信了主，那因为主耶稣基督还没有再来给我们这机会来信靠他。
But he will surely come by.
但是他，然而他肯定会再来。
And here in verse 10, Peter said, "The day of the Lord, the day of His coming, will come as a thief in the night."
那在第十节，彼得就说，但主的日子要像贼来到一样。
Does not mean here that the Lord is compared to a thief, but here it is with sudden and without any warning, He will come.
那这里不是说主就像贼一样，而是告诉我们说他来的时候只是很突然的，就好像贼来到一样。
Of course, we know that the first part of his coming is to take us up into heaven with him.
那我们知道说第一个部分当他来的时候是要把我们提到空中。
All believers of the Lord Jesus Christ during the rapture will be caught up with him in the air.
那所有的已经信靠主的人在主耶稣来的时候将会被提在云里在空中与主相遇。
And the promise is we will be with the Lord.
那应许是我们将永远与主同在。
And we are aware that after this rapture, there is a 7-year great tribulation.
那我们也知道说，在这被提的事情之后，就有七年的大灾难。
It is a tribulation that is so great that it is difficult even for most people to accept and believe in God.
那这灾难如此之大对某许多人来讲都大大他们真的是没有办法来接纳来相信主。
We are thankful today because we are still in a very comfortable place. We can accept God, we can receive God, but during this great tribulation, it is so horrible that many would fear and would even tremble before God.
我们要感谢神，是我们现在能够在安舒的环境里面，让我们来明白来认识来接受主，但是在这大灾难的时候，很多人都会畏惧就是在那边胆战心惊，不敢来接受。
That's why we don't need to delay our believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as if to wait, because when we are after the rapture, it is even difficult for people to believe in Christ.
因此我们不应当迟延因为如果等到被提之后呢，那时候要来信主就更困难了。
We read that in the book of Revelation how the people even they were punished, they still murmur and cursed God.
然后我们在启示录来看到说当那个时候的时候，那些人被责罚的时候，他们甚至是还在那里埋怨神。
And the LordJesus Christ will come again with us, with the saints, and then He will rule in this world for 1,000 years.
然后主耶稣基督会带着我们这些众圣徒一起的来到，那他就会在这地面上来治理1,000年。
But even in that millennium or in that 1,000-year rule of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the earth will be rejuvenated, we know that the earth is still stained with sin.
那虽然说当主耶稣来到来治理这地1,000年的时候，那当时的地会被就是修复，那但是这个地这个世界仍然是被 罪所玷污的。
And the Lord has to destroy this earth, and it's described here, the heaven shall pass away with a great noise in verse 10, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
那因此主最后还是要把这个地给消灭掉。那就在第十节的后半部这边说，那日天必大有响声，废弃有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其中的物都要烧尽了。
Even this very beautiful hotel, if it will remain after the great tribulation, this will also be destroyed and will be melted and will be burned up.
那即使是这个美丽漂亮的旅店啊，到时候当大灾难之后，虽然会存留可能会存留，但是最后它都会被就是烈火消化都会烧尽。
And the description here is in the burning and the melting is very significant.
那在这里用来描述火烧那个融化是一个很深刻的一个描述。
Because the burning is or will cause all the elements, the smallest particle of everything to be melted or to be destroyed.
那这个所谓的燃烧呢，是会使到它最最细小的成分都会被烧尽。
This word element here refers to the word that we use in science as atom.
那在这里所用的这个形质呢，就是有形质的，这个形质呢就是指着我们在科学里面所说的那个原子。
A single strand of hair is composed of a million atoms.
那一条头发那就包含了整百万个原子。
And during this melting and burning up, there is this destruction, even one strand of hair into a million times.
那就是在这个烈火消化的时刻呢，在这个燃烧的时候，那即使是一根头发，就是会消化划分成百万个部分。
And this will happen to all the things in this world.
那像这样的情形就会发生在这地面上任何的事物。
And so Peter said in verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
那因此在第十一节，彼得就是说，这一切既然都如此消化，你们为人应当怎么样圣洁，怎样敬谦？
If all the things in this world, our condominiums, our flats, our diamonds, our golds, the silver, whatever things we have will melt down, will be dissolved, what manner of life we should live when we know all these things will come?
那既然这一切就好像这些的酒店，这些工艺，这一切的一切到时候就会如此的融化掉。那我们知道这件事情，我们应当怎么样来过活呢？
He was asking why invest your life in things that will just be destroyed and will be dissolved.
那他是在问说，如果你为什么还要投资在这些将会被消化融化的这些事物上呢？
Why spend your whole lifetime gathering these things that will just be gone and be burned up?
那为什么要穷一生来累计来赚取这一切，最后这一切都要被消化掉的。
If these things will happen, then what kind of life should you live as Christians?
如果真是有这样的事情发生的话，你应当怎么样？身为基督徒，你应该怎么样来过活？
He continued here in verse 12.
然后这第十二节，他继续说
：Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
那在第十二节就说：切切仰望神的日子来到，在那里日天，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
This is the same description in verse 10. He repeated it because he wanted them to understand all these things around us will be dissolved and will be gone.
那在这里是重复第十节所描述的啊，他在这里重复是要让我们清楚知道说这一切到时候都会消失掉。
And if all these things will just amount to nothing, why give all our life to gather all these things?
那既然这一切最后都变成虚无了，那我们为什么要穷一生来累积这些呢？
Why are we not looking forward to what will last forever?
那我们为什么不遥望那些就是将会能够存留到永恒的呢？
Why are we neglecting the things that would be of eternal value?
那我们为什么要忽略那些有永恒价值的东西呢？
There is the promise of a new heaven and a new earth.
那有新天新地的应许。
There is righteousness in there.
那里当中是有义的。
If you are looking forward to what is lasting and what is eternal, you must live in a righteous life.
那如果你是盼望着那些就是义有就是存着义的这些东西呢，你就应该活在义中。
You must invest your life in things that would be of eternal value.
那你必须是投资在那些有永恒价值的东西。
The souls of your children, the souls of your grandchildren, the souls of your neighbor, if you will bring them into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, these are of eternal value.
那你的孩子的灵魂，你的孙子的灵魂，你邻舍的灵魂，你朋友的灵魂，那这一切如果你可以把它就是带来的话呢，这些都能够存到永恒的。
Why exchange these souls with the things that you just enjoy today and just give comfort for temporary time?
那为什么用这些人的灵魂来换取一些你只是在现今短暂的生活中所能够享受的东西呢？
And then Peter here plead, beg here in verse 14.
那就在第十四节，彼得就在这里恳请这些信徒。
Wherefore, beloved,
那他就说，亲爱的弟兄啊
，Seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
那你们既然盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污、无可指摘、安然建筑。
If you are really looking forward to that new earth and that new heaven,
你如果真的是盼望着那新天新地，
be diligent in the life of holiness.
那就必须在圣洁的生活上来殷勤。
A life without spot and a life blameless before God.
是那没有玷污、无可指摘。在神眼前的生活。
For in this life you are able to bring souls of eternal value unto God.
而在这一生这样的一个生命里面，你是能够把这些永恒灵魂带到神的那里去。
And these are the things that will last for eternity.
那这些都会存到永远。
You cannot bring anything of the material things from this earth into heaven.
那你不能够带任何属物质的东西进到天堂去。
Only souls of men can you bring up there in the kingdom of God.
唯有人的灵魂你能够带到神的天家。
Do you see this significance here in this call?
你看到这样的一个呼吁当中的意义吗？
Do we see here the urgent call of Peter?
我们有没有看到彼得是多么的迫切急迫的来呼吁我们呢？
Anytime the Lord will come back,That's the end of our time of witness here on earth.
那一旦主再来的时候那个时候就是我们在这地面上做见证的结束了。
When we will be raptured by God or by the Lord Jesus Christ, will we be like trying to go back into earth because we have not shared to our son, our daughter, our grandchildren?
那当我们在被主提上去的时候，我们会不会好像说要回头要进入世界，因为我们还没有向我们的儿女我们的子孙他们来就是传福音呢？
Because we were busy of the things of this world except for the things of eternity.
因为我们一直都为这世界的事情来忙碌，我们却忽略了那永恒的事情。
When we will be caught up in the air with the Lord Jesus Christ, will we be feeling satisfied and contented because we have spent our life for the souls of the people around us?
当我们被提的时候，我们是否会感到满意，感到满足？ 因为我们已经尽了我们的力量来向我们周围的人来传福音，来向他们来分享呢？
Or we will be like the wife of Lot, looking back because you have not yet fully lived on your new apartment, new condo, or new car.
那还是我们会像这个罗德的太太，就是回头去看，因为你买了新车，你买了这个新的公寓，你还没有住进去啊。
My dear brethren,
我亲爱的弟兄们,
here is the urgent call of the Word of God for us to walk in a life of holiness.
那在这里，神的话语在急迫的来呼吁我们来过圣洁的生活。
We have heard in the first message on why is this theme being given to us in this church camp.
那我们在第一堂的时候就听到说， 为什么在这一堂这样的一个主题，我们在这个营会里面要讲这样，要来认识这样的一个主题。
The context was on the coming, or the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那段经文的内容，那个背景是关系到说主耶稣基督的再来。
Paul encouraged the people of Thessalonica in order for them to continue living holy lives because of the imminence of the Lord Jesus Christ coming.
保罗在鼓励这帖撒罗尼迦的教会要过一个圣洁的生活，因为他知道耶稣基督要来是。 就是已经是很靠近了。And
in the second message, we know that the cause of this holiness in our lives is all by God.
然后第二堂信息，我们就知道说，我们之所以能够成为圣洁，那因素完完全全是在乎神。We
know how the Lord has chosen us, even foreordained, and arranged our lives in order that we may be made holy before Him.
我们知道神是拣选了我们，他也在我们生命中安排了一切。那他这样的预定，好叫我们能够来成为圣洁。It
was not by our own will and our own choosing that we will be holy.
那这不是出自我们自己的意愿，我们自己的选择，我们才能够成为圣洁。But
being holy and being Christians, now we are to walk in a life of holiness.
既然我们已经成为圣洁，我们成为基督徒，我们就必须 来走在这个圣洁的光明中。
Although the life of holiness is not being forced to all Christians,
虽然，even
though the life of holiness is not forced for the Christians,
虽然这个圣洁的生活不是要强逼这每一个基督徒来过。
We know how the Lord provided us ways and means and helps in order for us to live a holy life.
那我们就看到说，神是如何的把各样的途径，让我们来，就是各样的方式，让我们能够来过一个圣洁的生活。
We know how the Lord gave us His perfect word in order to be our standard for our holiness.
那我们就知道说，神把他神圣的圣言给了我们，让作为我们 成为圣洁，活出圣洁的一个标准。He
has given us specifically the Ten Commandments for which we should keep in order for us to be always or continually living in a life of holiness.
他给了我们十条诫命，那好叫我们能够持续不断的继续的活在圣洁的当中。The
Word of God will keep us in the way towards heaven.
那神的话语能够使我们维持在这个
And if we give ourselves to the study and the meditation of God's word, we will be walking in the ways of God.
那如果我们就是用心来学习，来研读神的话语，我们就肯定是能够走在这个圣，往天堂这个圣洁的道路上。The
word of God will be a light unto our path.
那神的话语就是会成为我们路上的光。
It will show us every step of the way in this dark and wicked world.
它会照亮我们每一脚步，走在这世界上。
We should be thankful to the Lord of this perfect word, and we must give ourselves to study and know the word of God.
那我们应当是为这神赐给我们这完全的话语，我们感谢神，而且我们必须是用心的来读神所给我们的这宝贵的话语。
Not only the word of God, but the Lord also provided us His Holy Spirit.
不但是神给了我们他的话语，他也给我赐给我们圣灵。
And it's the Holy Spirit that will guide and lead the Christians to walk in a holy life.
就是这圣灵就是能够引导来就是带领来指引信徒走在圣洁的道路上。
It is the Holy Spirit who will show us the understanding of the Word of God so that we will always be kept in the path of holiness.
是圣灵帮助我们能够明白神的这个圣言，神完全的话语，好叫我们能够走在圣洁的道路上。
We thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit is even interceding for us that we may continue a life of holiness.
我们也感谢神，因为圣灵还继续的为我们来带导，好叫我们能够继续走在圣洁的道路上。
And this indwelling Holy Spirit in us will bear fruit so that it will enable us to manifest a life that is holy.
那这内住在我们心里的圣灵，它是会结出圣灵的果子啊，好叫我们能够继续走在这圣洁的道路上。
This will be used by God to bring others into His kingdom.
那这将神将使用这些来带领其他的人来进入他的国度。
The Holy Spirit will help us in living a perfect and blameless life.
那圣灵就会帮助我们来过一个无可责备一个没有玷污完全的生命。
And also the Holy Spirit will convict us every time we sin so that we will turn to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ to confess our sins every time we commit against Him.
而且圣灵当我们在犯罪的时候，他会指出我们的罪好叫我们能够认罪，我们能够就是得到洁净，悔改得到洁净，能够回到那圣洁的道路上。
And with this guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are also being commanded to actively make ourselves to flee and stay away from sinfulness.
借着这圣灵的这些的帮助，我们也被就是命令或者吩咐，我们要主动的，就是脱离离开这些罪恶的事情。
The Holy Spirit will show us how to keep away ourselves from sinfulness.
圣灵就会帮助我们知道说怎么样的就是把自己与这些罪恶的事情分开来。
And we must yield to the Holy Spirit, giving ourselves to keep away and not touching unclean things.
那我们必须是顺从圣灵，那好叫我们能够就是保持不在这些罪恶的事情上保持我们的圣洁。
We must separate from worldly ways and the wicked ways of this earth.
我们必须是与这个世界邪恶的这些道路有分别。
We must keep away ourselves from the worldly ways so that we will be able to show to the world the true witness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们必须与这些邪恶的世界这些邪恶的世界的道路有分别，以致我们能够向世人来显示说是怎么样的能够进到圣洁中。
Although with this struggle, although with these trials, or with the attack of the enemy, we must continue to live a life of holiness.
虽然我们是有很多的挣扎，我们一直都会被这个仇敌所攻击，但是我们仍然是要持续的活在这圣洁的当中。
For there is joy and gladness in living a holy life.
因为我们如果活在圣洁的当中，那我们将会有欢喜快乐。
I pray that we have all this joy and blessedness in living a Christian life.
我期盼说，我们真的是能够拥有这一些的福气，就是来过一个圣洁的生活。
I pray that we will always have this joy and eagerness to attend every meeting of this congregation because we know there is gladness, there is blessedness when we are found together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我更是期盼说，我们都有这样一个愿意的心，这样的一个渴望，能够继续的在这样的一个聚会当中来一起的来参加来学习，因为我们知道说我们活在 圣洁当中是蒙福的。
I trust that we have this appetite and like to partake of the word of God and to meditate upon it.
我是真的是盼望说我们都有胃口能够愿意来领受神的话语来活在这个圣洁中。
I trust that we have also joy in fellowshipping with one another to encourage one another in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我也希望说我们都能够就是一起的来参加，来在当中来团契，来带给彼此那欢喜快乐。
For it is in our encouragement, in our edification, that together we can live lives that is pleasing and glorifying unto our Lord.
因为唯有这样，我们才能够彼此得到激励，彼此的在当中得到安慰好像我们继续活在这圣洁中。
And so we desire to belong to one another and to be with one another.
因此我们有这样的一个渴望，就是说我们都就是跟彼此同在。
And so this urgent call to holiness is now posed upon us.
因此这样的一个急迫呼求要来过圣洁的生活是已经向我们来发出了。
To reconsecrate our lives to the glory of God.
好叫我们重新把我们的生命献上来归荣耀给神。
To devote ourselves in the work and in the ways of the Lord.
好叫我们能够就是把我们的一生献来就是行在神的道路上，做神所喜悦的事。
For these are the only things that will last forever.
唯有这些事情是能够存到永恒的。
Aside from that, we have also hear a call from James.
然后除了这之外，我们也从雅各那里得到这样的一个呼吁。
Here in James or Epistle of James.Chapter 4.
我们在雅各书的第四章那边。
I pray that this will also remind us how we must urgently live a holy life.
我真的是期盼说这也能够教导我们看到说我们应当是有多急迫的要来过一个圣洁的生活。
James chapter 4 verses 13 to 17，
这个雅各书第四章13-17节。
The Apostle James was calling to the Christians here how they should live their lives in their present condition.
那使徒雅各在这里就向基督徒来呼吁说他们应当是怎么样的来过现今的生活。
Like in the days of Peter, they were also persecuted and some of them suffered needs and suffered from famine.
然后就像在彼得所处的时代他们也面对一些的逼迫有一些人就是真的是有需要，甚至是面对饥荒。
Because of the lack of these material provisions, they were tempted to go back into the world to provide for their own.
那因着他们缺在物质上的缺乏，他们就是有这样的一个试探，就是好像要回到世界去，好叫他们能够得到这些方面的供应。
Of course, this was a noble intention because they wanted to provide for their own families.
当然这样的一个意愿看起来是没有什么错误的，因为他们是为着他们家人的需要要来提供一些来供应家人的需要。
But without contentment and exceeding above than what they needed, this James here warned them against their way of life.
那在这里就是当他们对就是为着他们所需要的没有得到满足的时候，在这里这个雅各就来提醒他们。
Verse 13, James said, Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain.
那在第十三节雅各就这样说，嗨，你们有这话，那今天明天我们往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
They were planning, they were having this investment and to go into other places to do this merchandise.
他们有这样的一个计划，就是来做他们的投资，甚至要去另外一个地方来经营他们的生意。
But James warned them here in verse 14.
那在第十四节，雅各就警戒他们。
Do not focus yourselves on these things or on material things.
那不要专注于这些物质的东西。
Do not give and spend the whole of your life just for material things that will be gone.
不要把你的一生献给这物质的东西，因为这一切都会成为过去。
For here in verse 14, it says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
那第十四节他就说，其实明天如何，我们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You don't know when is your life will end.
你不知道你的生命什么时候要结束。
Our life here on earth is so short, even like a vapor.
我们在地面上的生活是那么的短暂，就像云雾一样。
It appears for a little time, but then immediately it vanishes away.
出现不多时，很快的就会不见了。
It is such a short life.
这是一个短暂的生命。
It is such a little time that we have here on earth.
这是在这地面上是多么的短暂的时刻。
And if we spend this time on things that are just temporal, and we will not give ourselves to what is eternal, then we are wasting our time here.
那如果我们把这些时间用在这些暂时会过去的事物上，而不把它用在能够 存留到永恒的事情上呢，我们真的是浪费了我们的光阴。
We must understand this brevity of life.
我们必须来明白说，生命是短暂的。
It must cause us to think what will be the important things and priority things in our lives.
那好像我们就是被提醒，什么是重要的，什么是首要的，在生命中什么是重要首要的。
It must cause us to meditate what is more important than the things that we are doing now.
那这样的思想要来帮助我们知道说，什么东西比我们现在所 挂虑所顾念的癌的重要。
For we may be very busy of the things of this world, but we left out what is more important.
那我们可能就是忙于这世界上的一些事情，却忘记了一些更重要的。
I pray, my brethren, that we will be awakened of this call of Peter and James.
我真的是祷告，希望说。 我们弟兄姐妹，我们能够真的是被彼得跟雅各的这些呼吁来提醒。
Peter encouraged us, remind us that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is so soon.
彼得告诉我们说，耶稣基督再来是多么的逼近。
James reminded us that even though we think it will still be away from us or be years from us, we know also that our years here on earth is just for a little time.
那雅各在这里告诉我们说，即使是我们以为说还有数年的时间，好像还离我们有数年的时间，但是我们要知道说，我们在这地面上
Therefore, we must carefully analyze our lives, what is first be prioritized, because we know we just live here on this earth in a very short while.
所以我们必须来分析，来知道说，我们什么事物是最重要的，因为我们只有短短的时间在这地面上。
There is a saying that says, our life here on earth will soon be passed. But what will last forever is what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ.
有人这么说，我们在这地面上的时间很快的就会过去。那什么样的事物能够存留到永恒呢？是我们为主耶稣基督所做的。
I pray that we will be moved to examine our lives to think, are we living a life of holiness that is of eternal value?
我 这祷告是希望说我们能够真的是被感动啊，好像我们能够真的是活在这圣洁的生活当中来累积那永恒的价值。
Or are we still lingering ourselves and trying to spend our life in the things of this temporal world?
啊，还是我们还要继续啊，在拘泥于啊这短暂的就是世界当中去就是去做那些短暂短暂的事情。
I pray the Holy Spirit will cause us to understand this urgent call for all of us.
我的祷告是希望说圣灵能够来让我们明白这急迫的呼吁让我们快快的来过圣洁的生活。
May the Lord continue to remind us that indeed we as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are made holy by Him, and therefore we are to live continually in the holy ways of God.
愿神来帮助我们，我们是相信这位真神的人，我们是他借着他使我们成为圣洁，我们必须来继续过这一个圣洁的生活。
I pray that the Lord will, that the Word of God will remind us that it was through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross that we are made cleansed.
我盼望我祷告祈求是让我们被提醒神的话语提醒我们我们是借着耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲来得到洁净成为圣洁。
And being made, created and again we are made holy by that great work of the Lord Jesus Christ in his sacrifice on the cross. May we be moved to live a life that is devoted to him.
我们被造的时候是圣洁的也借着耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲我们重新得到这个洁净。那盼望这样的认识能够感动我们来过一个圣洁的生活。
We could have been left by God alone to perish in hell because of our sins.
我们本来就是神大可以把我们就是放在一边，让我们慢慢的，让我们就是走入地狱灭亡的当中。
But God's great mercy and grace.Calls for the Lord Jesus Christ to come here on earth to become man and our perfect substitute on the cross of Calvary.
那神因着他的爱，因着他的这个连续，他就让耶稣基督来到这世界上就是来为我们来牺牲，来成就这一切。
With these truths, I pray that this will also move us to live holy lives so that we will be useful for His glory and for His honor.
愿这样的一个认识都能够使我们愿意来，就是好好的来为主而活，来过这圣洁生活，来成为神合用的器皿。
I pray that we will have the desire to live a life that is Christ-like in order for us to be witnesses of God.Here on earth.
我也盼望说也期盼说我们的能够过一个圣洁的生活来成为基督的见证。
I pray that that other people will be attracted to Christ because of the way we live.
然后我也期盼说其他的人会被吸引因为我们的见证而被吸引来归向主。
And may this church campwill encourage us as we go back to our normal lives. May we will be moved really to live a life in dedication to the cause of Christ.
盼望这个营会是会感动我们，当我们回到我们现实生活中让我们就是能够因此来过一个圣洁的生活。
I pray that this church camp will not be in vain, but truly will cause us to reconsecrate our lives all for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我是盼望说这一次的营会我们没有虚度我们真的是因此这样重新立志把生命献上给主耶稣基督。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷。
Our most merciful, gracious, and loving Father in heaven.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
You are the one who ordained this church camp and even the theme of this camp.
你是你自己来设立这样的一个营会，你也为我们安设了这样的一个主题。
You are the one who moved the leaders to pinpoint this very verse that we have to consider in the whole camp.
也是你感动我们的领袖来选择这样的一节经文来成为我们这个营会的这样的一个主题。
This is not by chance, O Lord.
我们知道这不是偶然的。
We know that thou hast a purpose why you want us to hear about messages on holiness.
我们知道主你有你自己的旨意，要我们为什么要我们来聆听来听到这样的一个圣洁的信息。
Some may be struggling in their life of holiness because of persecution and oppression.
我们当中可能有一些人是在面对一些的逼迫，一些压力而 在圣洁的生活上在那里挣扎。
Some may have departed from the ways and made themselves comfortable to the life, to the kind of life in this world.
当中也可能有一些人就是偏离了，那就是在这世界的生活当中，就是享于世界的这样的一个安逸。
Some may have been departing from thy ways and are now living in the ways of wickedness and evil.
那可能有一些人已经偏离了你的道路，那不走在你的正路上，却走在那些邪恶的道路上。Some
may have not known what is the way of holiness because they have not yet known the Lord Jesus Christ.
那也有一些人可能还不知道，还不认识这条圣洁的道路，因为他们还没有认识主耶稣基督。Father,
we trust that you are taking care of each of our needs in this camp.
天父，我们相信你，知道你也照管我们每一个人，借着这营会来看顾我们的需要。
Those who are struggling, O God, may you will comfort them to encourage them that there is blessedness in holiness.
那那些在挣扎的当中的话，的人，我们求主你就是鼓励他们，感动他们，让他们知道说。
Those who are departing, may you will keep them, O God, in the way of holiness, and let them, O God, follow thy ways of righteousness.
那些已经偏离的，主你愿你的话语帮助他们回到这圣洁的道路上，保守他们在圣洁的生活中。
Those Christians who are away from thee, may you will cause, you will chastise them, O God, so that they will be back into thy fold.
那些偏离了的信徒，我们求主你管教他们，好叫他们能够回转，回到你的羊圈中。
Those who are here who have not yet known the Lord Jesus Christ, may you will convict them of their sins and let them believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
那些还没有相信你的，我们求主你真的是。 就是在他们心里动工，让他们真的是知道自己的罪恶，让他们能够认罪悔改，来归向你。Our
Father, meet our needs.
求主来供应，来照顾我们的需要。And
we entrust unto you all the lives of each of our brethren and friends here.
我们把我们当中每一个弟兄姐妹，还有就是每一个人的生命交托你圣手中。
For it is not by our own will that we come here.
因为不是我们自己的意愿，我们来到这里。
It is by thy ordination and thy arrangement that we will hear these words from thee.
是你的安排，你安设了一切，是你的心意，好叫我们能够听到这些你的话语。
We trust in the power of thy word to work into the hearts of those who have need.
我们相信你的话语所带的能力，真的是能够进入人的心，来供应他们的需要。
We rejoice, O God, over your plans and purposes in our lives.
主，我们为着你的安排，你的旨意，在我们生命中的这些安排、这些旨意而感到欢喜快乐。
And we thank thee for this great opportunity that thou hast spoken to us in this theme of holiness.
我们也为着你在这个借着这个机会，让我们能够来听到这样的一个主题，听到这圣洁生活的这些 你的话语，我们感谢你。
May this camp and thy word, O God, will not be in vain in our lives.
愿这你的话语，我们在这个营会里面所听到的这一切，不会被荒废掉。
We commit all these things unto thee, trusting and believing in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们把这一切，凭着信心来，就是借着主耶稣基督你的爱子的名来交托你圣手之中。
Amen.
Amen.